December 21st through 27th, Christmas. He shall come into the world to redeem his people. The Christmas season is a time to reflect on and express gratitude for the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As you read and ponder this week about his birth and life, consider how your study of the Book of Mormon this year has strengthened your testimony that he is the Savior of the world. Record impressions that come to you. From Nephi to Moroni, every Book of Mormon prophet was committed to the sacred purpose summarized on the book's title page, the convincing of all people that Jesus is the Christ. One prophet saw him as a premortal spirit, and another saw his birth and ministry in a vision. One stood on a wall to proclaim the signs of his birth and his death, and another knelt before his resurrected body, touching the wounds in his hands, feet, and side. All of them knew this essential truth. There is no other way nor means whereby man can be saved, only through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ, who cometh to redeem the world. From Helaman chapter 5, verse 9. So during this Christmas season, as believers around the world celebrate the goodness and love of God in sending his Son, ponder how the Book of Mormon has strengthened your faith in Christ. As you think about his birth, ponder why he came and how his coming has changed your life. Then you can experience the true joy of Christmas, the gift that Jesus Christ gives to you. Ideas for personal scripture study. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 36. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. Jesus Christ came to earth to be my Savior. It's traditional to read the story of the Savior's birth in the New Testament at Christmas time, but you can also find moving prophecies of this sacred event in the Book of Mormon. For example, prophecies of the Savior's birth and ministry are found in 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 36, Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13, and 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. What impressions about Jesus Christ come to you as you read these passages and contemplate the possible meanings of the signs of his birth? How do the testimonies of these prophets in ancient America strengthen your testimony of Christ and his mission? See also Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, chapter 2, and Luke chapter 2. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 6, Alma chapter 7, verses 7 through 13, and chapter 11, verse 40, Helaman chapter 5, verse 9, and chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of all mankind. We would have no reason to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ were it not for his atoning sacrifice, through which he saves us from sin and death, comforts us in afflictions, and helps us be perfected in him. See Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. What have you learned from the Book of Mormon this year about the Savior's power to redeem you? Do any stories or teachings stand out to you? Consider what the following examples teach you about the Savior's redeeming mission. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 6, Alma chapter 7, verses 7 through 13, and chapter 11, verse 40. And Helaman chapter 5, verse 9, and chapter 14, verses 16 through 17. What do you feel inspired to do to show him your gratitude? Christmas.comeuntochrist.org has some ideas that can get you started. 1 Nephi chapter 6, verse 4, chapter 19, verse 18, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23 and 26, and chapter 33, verses 4 and 10. The Book of Mormon testifies of Jesus Christ. Another testament of Jesus Christ is more than just a subtitle for the Book of Mormon. It is a statement of its divine purpose. Ponder what you learn from the following scriptures about the Book of Mormon's mission to testify of Christ. 1 Nephi chapter 6, verse 4, chapter 19, verse 18, and 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23 and verse 26, and chapter 33, verses 4 and 10. Consider recording in a journal how studying the Book of Mormon this year has brought you closer to Christ. The following prompts might help. Something new I learned about the Savior this year was blank. Reading verses about the Savior changed the way I blank. My favorite person or story in the Book of Mormon taught me that the Savior blank. Ideas for family scripture study and family home evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some ideas. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 23. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. Children might enjoy drawing pictures of what they hear as you read the stories of Christ's birth and ministry in 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 23, Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 13, and 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 22. Then your children could retell the stories using the pictures they have drawn. He is the gift. To help your family focus on the gift Heavenly Father gave us by sending His Son, you could wrap a picture of Jesus Christ like a Christmas present. Family members could talk about favorite Christmas gifts they have received or hope to receive. Then they could unwrap the picture of Christ and discuss how He has been a precious gift for us. The video "He is the Gift" at churchofjesuschrist.org could help you discuss how you can discover, embrace, and share the gift of the Savior as a family this Christmas. Your family might also benefit from thinking about a gift they would like to give the Savior, such as making an effort to be kinder to others or working to overcome a bad habit. Consider inviting family members to write down their ideas, wrap them like a gift, and place their gifts around a picture of the Savior. The Christmas spirit. It might be fun to plan activities your family can do in the days leading up to Christmas to feel the Spirit of Christ, such as serving someone or singing Christmas hymns together. For ideas, see christmas.comeuntochrist.org. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Improving our teaching. Follow up on invitations to act. Quote, when you follow up on an invitation to act, you show your family members that you care about them and how the gospel is blessing their lives. You also give them opportunities to share their experiences, which strengthens their commitment and allows them to support one another in living the gospel. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 35.